God of Vengeance by Giles Christian.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. AD 775, Arvaldsnes, Norway. The woods were silent, but the men were not. They progressed slowly and with care. No sudden movements. Round-shouldered like wolves, heads pulled in, eyes half-closed so that their whites would not betray them. And yet, every other footfall snapped a twig or disturbed the pine litter, making the guilty one curse inwardly and hold still as a rock to see if the bull elk would bolt. For now, at least, the creature stood upwind and unaware, its hide dappled pale gold in the late morning sunlight, threading through the trees. Three hunters had broken off from the group, two men and a boy, and all of them carrying spears. The boy's 1.5 times his own height, its haft almost too thick for his hand to grasp, though he had not dropped it all day. If he had learnt anything in his 7 years, it was that you did not drop your spear in the woods where boar might be foraging, or where an injured wolf might linger. You especially did not drop it in front of your father or the king, no matter how white your knuckles or how much your fingers ached. They should have waited for the men with bows, perhaps. The dogs, too. But kings and jarls were not good at waiting. And now the king turned around and grinned at the boy, putting a thick finger to his lip.